From the Last Vampire, Chapter 2, Miriam Takes a Kill. As she lay upon him, snuggled him into her, he seemed to be struggling with himself, fighting an inner battle. "There, little man," she cooed. "All is well. All is well." He started heaving. He wanted out from under her. She was, of course, far heavier than she had appeared. She tightened her muscles over which she had exquisite control. When she began undulating, he yelped with surprised pleasure. He'd probably never felt anything like it before, not even here in Asia. Her mouth was pressed against his neck, her mucus flooding his skin with anesthetic. Her sharp teeth parted the skin so easily that he probably felt nothing at all. There was a bit of resistance from the wall of the vein. She made love furiously as she exhaled, made herself ready for the ferocious sucking motion that would consume his life. His muscles worked. He twisted and turned. He would be feeling both the pain of penetration and the pleasure of sex. He grimaced, his eyes shut tight. She stayed like that for a while, making love at first fast and then slow, bringing him close, letting him relax. She left her mouth wide open to the wound, letting the blood tick past, tasting it just a little, enjoying herself. When he began to really squirm, trying to reduce what by now must be a quite noticeable pain deep in his throat, she pinned his arms to his sides and enclosed his legs in her own. Her strength was so great that it felt to her human lovers as if they were being encased in iron, or so they had told her. She worked him to the edge twice more. His body was a roaring furnace. His blood was singing. She was deep in him, her drinking beginning to kill him. It was now, at this moment, that she was sure she felt his soul. She sucked massively and fast, the sound of it roaring through the silent, sunny room. He did not even have the chance to cry out. As he died, the pumping of his loins became disorganized, then stopped. The blood came into her like living fire, like a flower opening in her gut. Then came the bittersweet flavor that followed the blood, that meant that the organs had also given up their fluids. She got off him, sat on the bedside, and lit a cigarette.